Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 403. We up to the sequel to Mortal Kombat. We're up to Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation from 1997. I'm your host, Addis Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. I mean, 97. Did you really want to see this in the theater?
Yes. I was 10. I was 10 years old when I went to see this. So, quick story. My grandma, she took us to see the first one. Me and my sister and my cousin, Josh, we loved it. This movie's awesome. This movie's great. I was 8. My sister was 10. So, we went to see this. I was now the 10-year-old and my sister was 12. I can tell you right now, I haven't seen this movie in at least, what year is it? 2024? It's been at least 25 years. I don't think I've seen it since the late 90s. And
wow.
I can tell you right now, when we saw it at the theater, we hated it. And when we get into the review, I'll tell you specifically the moment that we started to hate it. But yeah, I saw this at the theater. And when I was 10, I was like, this movie sucks. Why'd you bring us to this, Grandma? And, but you know, she liked to just take us to see anything. So Yeah, I saw this at the theater. It was great.
I didn't see this for years after it came out. I mean, yeah, because I don't watch these types of stuff, so I didn't see years. But when I did, I was like, what is this movie? I didn't see it fresh off the thing. The first one, yeah, I saw it on whatever DVD, whatever it came out during that time. Annihilation, I remember not seeing it for like a few years after. And I was just like, this is not good. I was like, why? But we're going to tell you why, because we're going to break this down. What did the critics and audience have to say about this film?
It's hilarious. Okay, so I'll do the audience score first. Both of these took a dip from the first movie. Okay, audience score took a 34% dive from the first movie. Okay, down to a 24%.
Ooh.
So the first movie had a 58. This one has a 24. But the really hilarious one is the critic score, because the critic score took a 43% dip. All right. However, the first movie, if you remember, didn't really have much of a high score anyway. So this actually has a 4% on the critic score. So that would make it a 4 and a 24 for the critics and the audiences.
Wow.
4. I mean, this is the level of when we did that month of bad movies with like Rollerball and The Last Airbender.
Severo versus X.
Yeah. Those were like 0, 1, 2. This is a 4. So when we get to the single digits, you know, I know we're in for a treat.
That's really bad. A 40% drop. Yeah. Well, anyway, let's just get right into it because there's a lot to discuss about this film. Yeah. Okay. Lead character. The only returning one is Raiden and Liu Kang. Other than that, everyone else got replaced.
No. Okay. Yes and no. All right. So lead characters. Raiden is replaced. You had Christopher Lambert in the first movie. We have James Remar here. Now, I like James Remar as an actor.
They look the same.
But yeah, James Remar. I like him as an actor, but man, miscast. Then you have Robin Shu. He came back as Liu Kang. Okay. The guy who played Johnny Cage, he came back. And then Sonya recast. I was like, where's my girl Bridget Wilson? Nope, it's this other lady. She's fine. Honestly, she's okay. Other than that, yeah, those are the only two returning actors in the whole movie. And this is why we get right to the meat and potatoes. The reason me and my sister wanted to leave, literally when we came to see this, they killed Johnny Cage in the first scene of the movie. He dies. And we were like, what the heck? It's a moment. You ever have these moments in your brain when you were younger and you went to see a movie and it like sticks in your brain of like, I had a reaction to that. Johnny Cage dying in the first 5 minutes. He actually died at the 6-minute mark of this movie. 6 minutes into the movie. And then the thing, I distinctly remember the thing coming out and like picking him up. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. We just watched that whole movie. He was cool. He was leaving autographs. He punched Goro in the nuts. He's doing all, and they kill him in the first 5 minutes. I don't know who thought that was a good idea, but it was not. It was a horrible idea. Oh, Katana comes back too. Talisa Soto, she's back. All right, lead characters. I give it a 1. Let me explain. I understand we have some of the same characters. However, the characterization of them in this movie is absolutely horrible. You know, I gave it a 4 in the first movie because Liu Kang had a story, right? Sonya had a story. She was trying to get Kano. She was like a special forces agent. He's a criminal. Liu Kang trying to get revenge on Shang Tsung for killing his brother. Raiden, he's the god of the thunder god, and he's there to protect, you know, kind of guide them through the Mortal Kombat. Johnny Cage is an aging star. There's storylines for them. Here, Johnny Cage gets nothing and dies. Sonya has no longer anything to do other than go fight people. right? Like, think about it. What is her story arc? She goes to a facility, finds Jax in an abandoned... Why is he in an abandoned facility where nobody's working and he's chained up on these, like, metal things? Like, who left him there? What was he going to do, die? Like, if nobody came in, he was just going to lay there and die forever? So Jax, he's a new character. He's here. He's from the games. What's their storyline? Nothing. Just survive and fight. Liu Kang, same thing. Like, he avenged his brother. What's the point now? Nothing. He just has to defend Earth and fight. And then Raiden, don't get me started on, I don't know what's going on with this guy. He is like, he's got to go talk to the gods. And then he gets a haircut. All of a sudden, he's like, a new look. It's like, this is stupid. Everything about it is uninteresting. There's nothing for them to do. They try a little bit with Kitana and Sindel, where it's like, it's your mom. You guys got to come together and like do something. I don't even know what they're supposed to do. Love each other. Listen, it's absolutely terrible.
Sitting down and watching this thing reminded me of 90s TV shows. Ugh. It is god-awful acting all over the place, but it's not about the acting because that's not what we're judging. It's about the characters.
Still say it sucks, though.
Oh, the acting sucks and the character sucks. They are horrible. They are horrible. Like, I agree with you. I couldn't back none of these characters. I didn't even know the Johnny Cage. I totally forgot about that. When I saw it, I was just like, this is so dumb. Snaps his neck. He goes, blah. And everyone goes, no, no, no. And I was just like, what is the slow motion nose coming from? Raiden is god-awful. I'm be honest with you. He is horrible. The haircut scenes was too funny. I don't know why. I thought that was funny. Horrible. His fighting was god-awful. When we go to Liu Kang was the best one, but still atrocious. They have no chemistry at all.
No.
Sonya Blade, she was hot, but the whole time she has no bra under her white tank top. So it's just like nipple action.
For some reason. Like, yeah. Come on, what's going on?
Yeah, so she has like nipple action all over the place. And it's just so weird. Her friend Jax, horrible. Look like they took him out of a porn movie and put him into the lead role as Jax. Yeah, I agree. The storyline, they have 6 days to save Earth from being emerged with the realms and all this BS googly gook crap. And I went,
yeah, except there's no measure of time. You never know what day they're on. This seems like it all takes place in 2 days.
Let me just tell you something. You knew this movie was bad because when we left off, right, it was just like they all happy in Thailand. They're like, yay. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, it's the emperor. And they all went, right. And everyone all got excited.
Like, oh, shoot, sequel.
Yeah. The next one comes back and you see Liu Kang show up. He's like, yeah. And then next thing you know, you see nobody that shows up from the other movies. I was like, what is this? You saw Sonya Blade. I was like, she ain't the Sonya Blade that I remember.
You also then see Shao Kahn show up with his freaking spirit Halloween mask on. And it's like, oh, that's the guy. That's the guy. Dang it.
I thought it was something better. Oh, my God. Yeah. Lead character. I gave it a 1-2.
Awful.
It's really awful. Okay. Main villain is Raiden's dad, his brother.
Shao Kahn. Yeah. So Shinnok. Shinnok is the dad. And I know all these names because I played the games, like I said. So I'm familiar with the lore. I know all, I know who's who. So Shinnok is the old guy. He looks nothing like how he looks in the games. And then Shao Kahn is his brother, apparently, which I do not remember ever hearing that, but whatever. Shao Kahn, he kind of looks like the games, but he's too small. The actors. Mm. You need a big, huge brute like guy for that role. That guy wasn't it. And then you have Sindel. You have Shiva. She's the one with the forearms, which I will give one credit. I thought it looked cool how they did the forearms this time. Instead of prosthetics, I think they did it with like CGI, like, or they superimposed two more arms, but it looked pretty good, actually. And then you have Motaro. He's the guy who's like a horse man.
Okay. Okay.
And then Ermac is the red ninja, the one that's like red, like Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
Okay.
His name is Ermac. And then Rain is the purple one. Now, look, they're all terrible. Every single one of them is terrible. None of them have any. And this is similar. So the one thing that the first movie had was Shang Tsung. Great villain, right? And Kano. Kano had a lot of personality. None of these characters have any personality. They have nothing, no backstory. They just show up and you're like, oh, there they are. There's the bad guys. If you've never played one of these games, you'll be like, who are these people? I don't know who they are. And then when you watch a movie, you still won't know who they are. They don't even call Ermac by his name ever. Like, I know who he is, but if you, this movie is fan service in that it just has 100 characters from the games. Mm. Literally, everyone, like Jax, they get Cyrax in this movie. They get Smoke, who's like a super cool character, but he's whack in this movie. He's the robot that turns into Smoke, literally. Smoke, Cyrax, no Sektor though, which is weird. I don't know what happened there. Jax is here. Melina, Jade, Nightwolf. Like, they just threw as many characters as they could in, and instead of writing a good movie. So you just have people popping up left and right. Jade ends up being a villain. She like turns on them. Sindel is Kitana's mom. The acting, I know we don't score the villain for the acting, but they're the worst actors in the whole movie, is all the villains. Except Shinnok, he's okay. Shao Kahn is terrible.
I will win. I will kill you.
That's how he like delivers his line. It's horrible. Sindel is like, now you will die. She talks like that, like she's horrible. The horseman is terrible. I gave him a one. Some of them look like how they look in the game, but there's no characterization. Again, they're like, there's nothing to them as far as the writing is concerned. It's horrible. One.
Yeah, it's a one. I don't know what. There's no defending none of this shit. I'm gonna be really honest with you. I didn't know none of them. I thought Sub Zero and them got refused into new colors. Like I was like, oh, he went from blue to red. I was
Sub Zero. Cool. That's my brother.
Yeah,
other Sub Zero.
that was the other. And Scorpion comes with two, and he's like, get over here. And I was like, where did you come from, dude? Like, you died.
Yeah.
And the other one, you got burned to death. Like, it was so much chaos. Because I don't know none of these characters. So, like, I saw a dude, like, turned into another one. And I'm like, what? And horrible CGI throughout the whole damn movie. I mean, these special effects were so, like, low to the budget. Like, I mean, talk about budget. This movie was $30 million to me. Just FYI.
What did they spend it on?
I don't know. But it grossed $51 million at the box office.
Too much. It grossed too much. It should have made $5 million.
It should have made $2. But anyway, I didn't know nobody. Then I knew the guy, the main guy I kind of knew, because he was like, he's kind of a bad guy in everything, but he was like so over the top.
Yeah.
You didn't have the chance to kill me, brother. And then he hit him with like the ado kick. And I was just like, what? What is this green stuff? And then Raiden dies. And I'm like, why? What is going so much? And the fighting is like, it comes like out of the blue. They're like, let's walk down this CG corridor. And they walk down. And all of a sudden, massive dudes come out. And his techno music kicks in. And it's slow motion flips. And bad guys. And I'm like, where? Why? Like, you got dudes coming out walls that look horrible. Then you had, I don't know, man. I'm going to be honest with you now. I don't know how they greenlighted this movie, because I really did not know what was going on. The realms thing, you had gods that looked like old people that showed up at the end.
They come and touch him on the shoulder.
Yeah. He's like, no. And then you had the yellow robot. Like,
they were never good. We didn't know they were going to stop us.
Yeah, there was like yellow robots, and then they had the predator looking silver robot.
The silver one was Smoke. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shot like missiles or something. Too much. It's way too much, man. The mom looked like freaking Herman Munster's wife, Lily, or whatever her name was.
Lily Munster.
Lily, what's her name?
And she screams. Mom. She does the scream.
She did it like two times in the movie. God.
That is a move from the game. I will give them one credit. There's a bunch of moves in this movie that are straight from the game. Literally, like ripped out of the game. Like when Raiden goes, and he flies at him like that. They literally took the game audio from and put it in the movie. You can't even understand what he's saying. Was it from the game. When Johnny Cage does that kick where he's like has a shadow behind him, that's from the game. Sindel screaming is from the game. Cyrax with the green, that green net that makes that guy turn like, that's from the game. So they incorporated a lot of stuff from the game, but who cares when it's bad?
I agree. Yeah. Gave it a one. You gave it a one. Okay, action sequence.
Oh my God. All right. I will give this one credit in that it has a lot of action scenes. Like, there's a lot more fights in this movie than there is in the first movie. Literally, there's like a fight every, like you said, they'll just walk around a corner and all of a sudden it's fight time. It's like, oh, here we go. We got another fight between two characters who have never met, have no reason to fight each other other than he is good and he is bad. Even Baraka shows up at one point in this. He's that ugly guy with the knife hands. Horrible looking makeup, by the way. Yeah, I was struggling with this one because the action's not good. I will go so far as to say it's mostly bad. I thought, and we disagreed a little bit on the first movie. I thought some of the fights in the first movie were shot well. They're not like the fastest martial arts, right? They're kind of slower. And some of them can't fight, like Bridget Wilson's not a fighter or whatever. But this one, they're not even shot well. Like, they're not good. They're not interesting because you have no investment in any of the characters. And then they're shot poorly. And then you have like the scene at the end where Liu Kang all of a sudden turns into a weird goblin dragon. And then Shao Kahn turns into like a Hydra. And there's a CGI guard. It looks like PlayStation 1 graphics. And they're fighting on a mountain. And that's action. And I'm like, this it sucks. I don't like any of this. It looks terrible. It doesn't hold up. But the fact is, there is a lot of action. So I'm going to place a new rule on myself. And you don't have to follow it. You do your thing. But for me, if a movie films a bunch of action and it's all horrible, from now on, I will give it a 2. That'll be the, for me, a 1 means it was bad and there's not a lot. This has a lot. So if you're an action fan and you just want fights, they're here, but they're really poorly done. So I'm going to give it, that's my new mandatory 2 is like tons, but crap. But if it's a little bit in crap, that's why I'll go 1. So I'll give this a 2, but it's not, it's really horrible action.
Okay. So I did give it a 2, but the only reason I gave it a 2 was I agree with you that it has a lot of, but it is atrocious. Like, yeah. I mean, you think the Power Rangers from the 90s was really bad? Like, this is even worse. You got dudes that can't act, can't fight in fighting sequences, waiting to get their asses beat, which is so weird. Like, it didn't look fluent. Even the guy who played Liu Kang the last time, right? He was pretty good in the last movie. He stinks in this movie. I mean, I'm going to be honest. He's horrible. The bad guy is horrible. Raiden is god awful. Sonya Blade cannot fight or act, so she was horrible, but she did that thing with the powder and the guy turned into
the
dust.
Kiss, the kiss of death, that's a move from the game too. Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy was like, what did you do? She was just like,
I did this.
Yeah. So like, yeah, like there is no memorable scenes at all. You got Sub-Zero's brother, Scar Eye or whatever his name is. He's coming in with the with the
Scar Eye.
whatever.
In Sub-Zero. The game, he's just named Sub-Zero also.
Okay, so Sub-Zero. Yeah, Sub-Zero he comes too. And you had their fight that looked really god-awful. Like, and I think what makes them fighting so bad is that the CGI is atrocious. And I mean atrocious. You people keep picking on Mummy 2 CGI Rock, how hard that bull that is. You have not seen Mortal Kombat 2 because this is, you're right, PS1 graphic. I don't even think it's PS1 graphics. I think it's PS before even PS1 came out graphics. Like this was like 16-bit horrible graphics. Like it is atrocious. And the fighting sequences, I was not into it at all. I was just like, yo, this is god awful. And I'll end it with this. I was going to give it a 1 for this one purpose. At the end, when the old people come and they put the hand on the old guy, he went, no. And he was like, and they went, now we have to turn this into Mortal Kombat. And then they all looked at each other and they went, and then the Mortal Kombat music kicked in the minute the old people said it. And I went, hell,
I changed my mind. I give it a 1.
I said, hell no, because through the whole movie, I'm going, damn, they didn't play the Mortal Kombat song. Like, where is
it? Only at the beginning.
Yeah, but other than that, the old people were like, we have to turn this now to the final fight. Now it's Mortal Kombat!
And when they said it, I'm literally changing my score to 1. Because yeah, when they said it, the music also goes, Mortal Kombat! At the same time.
Yeah, it fused it. And I went, I said this.
I forgot about that.
You know what? I did change it.
I'm going to apply my new rule to future movies.
With no soundtracks?
Moving forward, if a movie has a ton of action, but it's horrible, it'll get a minimum 2. This one, it will not start here. 1.
It's a 1. It's a horrible. I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. I said, no. Yeah. And then Luke can't give him the look. And then they look. And then they started horrible fighting kicked in. Yes. So yeah, okay, 1 across the board. Yeah. Okay, storyline.
Well, let's keep that train going, because I also gave this a 1. I mean, listen, it's rare for me that a movie, I guess it's kind of rare, that a movie, even when with like a 4%, where I'm like, I agree 100%, even Rollerball, I'm pretty sure there's some stuff in there that I gave more than 1.
You did.
Yeah, so this is the case where like literally nothing in this movie works. Nothing. And the storyline is so nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what's going on most of the time. You're constantly jumping around from this character to that character, but all they're doing is walking around. And then they randomly will meet up at the end. First of all, where the heck are they? Where are they? First, they're in Earth, in like China, which is filmed in Thailand, by the way, not even, or yeah, something like that, or Cambodia. And then they get in a hamster ball. It blows them through the freaking center of the earth or something in these canals. And then they're in the outworld. And then they're in the, you know, they're fighting over there. And how can they keep track of each other? There's no GPS. There's no nothing. There's a facility, a random facility where Jax is, like I said. Where are all the humans in this movie? Where are the people? There's no, there, other than the people, the characters we see, the main heroes and the bad guys, there's not a single normal person in this movie. You're telling me this whole destruction, like Earth is all full of purple clouds and we don't see a city. We don't see a town. Nothing. You're always out in the mountains. They filmed everything where there's no people in the wilderness, in a canyon. It looks horrible. The storyline, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't make sense. Or they got 6 days, but you never know what day they're on. There's no sense of time. They try to sprinkle in this thing with the, like I said, with Sindel and Kitana. Like, Raiden's like, the key is your mom. You have to guys love each other again, and then that will help us. And then she's like, I never loved you. And then they don't love each other, so now they have to all fight. And I don't know. Most of the time, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I don't know what's. And like I said, they don't even tell you any of the characters' names. So that's just bad. It's bad storytelling all over the place. I give it a one.
Yeah, I'll keep it short because you said everything. I agree. This is a one storyline. I was kind of lost halfway because they were like, you have 6 days until the realms emerged. And I was just like, what? Like, first of all, they just won the tournament like 2 seconds ago. And now all of a sudden this new thing kicks up mad quick. You're lost. The whole brother reveal with Raiden and the bad guy is really god awful. Didn't make sense to me at all. Yeah, killing Johnny Cage to me was the worst part of the whole movie. But I mean, you said everything because honestly, there's nothing more I can say because this movie is just atrocious. It's boring. And if it wasn't for the fighting, I think I would have been clocked out a long time ago. But even the fighting didn't help as much. So that's a one. Okay, your overall.
Yeah, one. There's no redeeming, there's nothing in this movie that, the first one's bad, but it's likable to me. And I would say compared to this, it's not that bad. See, that's where you could say, all right, you know, I made a comment in the last review where I said Paul W.S. Anderson is like a B-movie, like a top B-movie director. This is another B-movie, and look at how much worse it is than his movie. Like, the first Mortal Kombat is way better made, way better shot, has locations, has characters, has a story. Is it the best? No, but it exists. This movie has just nothing to offer. The best part is the very opening. When the music hits and you get the cool Mortal Kombat logo with the dragon, with the fire. But guess what? It's the same exact opening from the first movie. Literally, same music, same graphics with the fire shooting out. It's cool, but it's the same. And then, except now they added the word annihilation to the Mortal Kombat. And other than that, I immediately, like I said, even when I was 10, I immediately checked out once they killed Johnny Cage. I was like, nope, I don't like this movie. And it's not even that he's the most important character. It's just that it's that kind of movie where it's like, if you do like somebody, look, we're going to get rid of this guy. We don't care. We don't care what happened in the last one. We don't really know what we're doing. We're just going to make stuff. They killed him so they could replace him with Jax of all characters. And Jax is horrible. His acting is terrible. He's cool in the game, but like, he's not cool in this movie. So I give it a one.
Yeah, I give it a one. It's a boring, never going to see it. The only reason I watch, well, it's because of the podcast, but I have it in my collection because I have that 2-pack Best Buy Steelbook thingamajiggy, which I might just get rid of.
Right, you can just sell it and get the first one if you really want it for like $3, honestly.
Yeah, like I don't even think I'm ever going to watch the first one. Like I wasn't even too crazy with it. Like I did do our reviews on it, but no, but in all seriousness, that's the only reason why I had it in my collection. Other than that, it's not a watchable movie. It's just a waste of film. So that's a one. Okay, your total point is
also the same. A fun fact, that Blu-ray has literally no special features on it. Nope, they don't care for you to know about this. Like, I went to the special features of the first movie, and they're also bad. It's like this weird cartoon backstory thing. Mm. But this one, the special features is trailer for Mortal Kombat, the game. the ninth game that came out in like 2008 or whatever. So yeah, it's a 5 out of 25. I hate this movie. I've always hated this movie. I knew when I picked this franchise that I was going to hate this movie, even though I haven't seen it in 20 years. But, you know, it's okay. I got through it. I'll never watch it again. It's very unless I met someone and they were like, I've never seen any of these. I would like to watch all of them. Will you watch them with me? Maybe I would if I liked them enough. But other than that, I'm never going to watch it again.
That's serious tacos and sodas.
Yeah, if they're like, Nate, I got pizza, I got tacos, I got cherry Coke. I want you to watch all three Mortal Kombat. I will do it. But other than that, I will do it. Other
than that, I'm not doing it. I agree. I'm never watching this piece of crap. I mean, it was dusty to start off. When I opened it, it was like, poof. I was like, holy crap, that's pretty bad. But yeah, I gave it a 5. Also, this is atrocious. But other than that, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast? Yikes.
All right, coming up next, we have, continuing on with our war movie month, we have 12 Strong from 2017, I think it was, 2017. And then we will be wrapping up. We're already at the end of Mortal Kombat. There's only 3 movies that exist so far. There is a new one coming out in 2025. But for now, we have just Mortal Kombat, which is the reboot. It's not a remake. It is a relaunch of this franchise. So we will be covering that movie as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that because I remember watching it. Just a little blurb here, but I remember watching it at home because it was a Max release,
right? It was. That was 2021 when they were doing everything at the theater and on.
Yeah, I remember liking it. I was like, well, this is what it should have been.
I saw it at the theater and it was packed.
Yeah,
no, you did.
Yeah.
It was packed too. There was like a lot of people there and I remember liking it too. So we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. And of course, anything AMG podcast, you guys can go to youtube.com/actionmovieguys or take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast available on all podcast platforms. And now we are on Instagram at Geeks, the letter N, Flix. And of course, TikTok, Geeks, the letter N, Flix. YouTube. And also on Facebook. You guys can go find our page out. It's facebook.com/geeksandflix. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.